Case number 10,131, William A. Cassett, south of Road 312, 380 feet west of Road 312A, being Lot 34, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I had a contractor put a roof over an existing deck. Mm-hmm. And he applied for the building permit and everything. And after it was all done, I'm too close to the lines. So I had to file for a variance.
Okay, so your contractor did it? Come got the permit?
He got the permits and stuff to do it. The deck was already there. It was an existing deck.
Okay.
And it's too close to the line, but it's all up. Everything's up. And they also say the deck's too close to the line. So the variance is for the deck and the roof.
Okay.
When was the deck itself built?
Back in the 80s.
Was that when you owned the property?
Yes.
According to the report, there was never a permit for the deck itself.
I thought there was, but I thought I had a permit, but they said you can't find one. So I don't know. I have no paperwork to prove it, so I don't keep anything that long.
Who was the contractor?
Patio Systems.
Did you ask him to come with you this evening?
No. I've asked him to get back to fix some leaks, and he hasn't done that. Okay. I can't seem to get anything out of him anymore.
Do you have his address?
No, I don't.
Can you get his address and provide it to the office?
Can I get it? I can get it, yeah. I don't have it tonight.
No, that's I understand, but can you call the office?
Yes.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Okay.
Would you say it was called Patio what?
Patio Systems.
Okay.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Mr. Mills, any further? Okay, hearing no further. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Case of 10,131, I believe it's the minimum variance to afford relief, that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I would recommend that we approve case number 10,131 and letter be sent to the contractor.
Before you go on with that, Susan, if that's approved, will the applicant also have to pay for the permit for the deck itself?
Have to obtain a permit for the
deck. Okay, that would be required even if the board didn't require it as part of the motion. Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jim.
Second.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and I have a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,131 and that a letter be sent, stipulation that the letter be sent to the contractor and to the applicant will get the necessary permit for the deck. Right. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
I am aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
I need to come up and get a permit for the deck, right?
Yes, sir. You sure will.
It's just the address of it. Okay.
If you would, appreciate that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, case number 10.